novo plat for oil, novo plat for oil, novo plat for oil, que tem novo plat for oil. Thank
Venezuelan people. Trump has said quite clearly, this act of terrorism will cost us nothing because we'll extract payment for it out of the Venezuelan land. This grab for resources must stop. And now I'd like to introduce Sam Wainwright. He's speaking from the Socialist Alliance and also for Stop AUKUS WA. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks so much, Ellie. Now, I was a councillor at the City of Fremantle for 12 years, and one of the residents I represented was a chap called Nelson. He lived in Bromley Road, Hilton. And he would always be quite sombre and depressed on September 11 every year. Because of the other September 11. The September 11, where the United States engineered a coup in his country, overthrew the elected government, killed 30,000 people, and detained without trial people like him. People like him, who had their fingernails ripped out, who had electrodes attached to their genitals, in a coup that was organised, orchestrated by the United States, while a US Navy ship was off the Chilean coast helping coordinate the coup plotting. And if we look at 150 years of history in Central and Latin America, it's been US interference blocking self-determination, blocking democracy, undermining the future of people. And the same is true in Venezuela. And we should, you know, the US attack on Venezuela didn't just happen in the last 48 hours. The United States has been imposing a blockade, economic sanctions on Venezuela for over a decade. Now, in medieval times, the first thing you wanted to do when you wanted to wage war against the country, your opponent, was you laid siege to their castle. So it's really important to understand that economic sanctions from a rich country against a country of the global south is an act of war, and it costs lives. And epidemiologists can actually point to the tens of thousands of Venezuelans who died, who need not die, because of the effect on the Venezuelan economy and access to healthcare and medicine and all that sort of thing. So tens of thousands of people have already been killed as a consequence of US policy towards Venezuela. And as people have already mentioned, anyone who thinks for a moment that Trump's intervention is going to usher democracy for Venezuela has got absolute rocks in their heads. We know there are Venezuelans who don't like the current Venezuelan government. But Trump has made it clear we are going to rule Venezuela. He's made it absolutely clear. Anthony Albanese puts out this idiotic, asinine press statement about, oh, hoping this will, you know, open the door to democratic transition in Venezuela. Trump has made it clear that it won't. He's made it absolutely clear. Now, people sometimes say, it's always been this way. Like the United States, the Western powers and the United States in particular, you know, they've never really obeyed international law. There's never been a rules-based order. And on one level, that's true. You know, we think about the invasion of Iraq. But there are two things that are new, and that is that Trump represents, in my estimation, a faction of the ruling elite in the United States that has decided that it's no longer worth the cost, politically or financially, to even pretend to obey international law and multilateral institutions. They don't even pretend. With the invasion of Iraq, you know, there's all this palaver about the so-called weapons of mass destruction. They took a resolution to the UN, but Trump has made it clear, fuck that, we're not bothering with it. We're just gonna go straight for what we want. You've got it, we want it. You know, it's the gangster approach. He's made that very clear. So that is something that's new. But what is interesting is the response of our government. I'll come back to that in a moment. The second thing I'd say, too, that's new is that Trump has made it explicit that he wants a reorientation of US foreign policy, and in which the United States is treated... Latin America is the US backyard. So it's you know, Munro Doctrine Mark II, turbocharged with Trump-style gangsterism. You know, he represents a section of the ruling elite in the United States that feel like they've lost control of Latin America and it needs to be back under their boot. And that's exactly what he's trying to do. He's saying, it's other areas of the world, too far away, we can't control them. But in Latin America, we're going to call the shots. He's made that really clear. And what I think is so, you know, on one level it's not surprising, but so infuriating is the absolute tepid, useless reaction of Anthony Albanese. And of course, it shouldn't surprise us, given what we've been through with Gaza. But you could still ask, well, you know, surely he could have objected. Like Pedro Sanchez, who's the Prime Minister of Spain, leader of the Spanish Socialist Party, is more or less the Spanish equivalent of the Labour Party in that country. He's actually opposed the United States on Gaza and said there's not going to be any shipments of weapons to Israel through Spain, through Spanish ports and Spanish airports. And he's come out and said, we do not recognise this action. So if he can do it, why can't Australia? Why can't Anthony Albanese? Why can't Anthony Albanese, who was the founding member of the Parliamentary Friends of Palestine in 2014, you know, why can't Anthony Albanese do it? I think that what this shows is that this is the logic of AUKUS. So unlike Spain and Ireland, who haven't done heaps, but they've done the bare minimum, right? They've actually at least called a spade, the logic of AUKUS binds us into US foreign policy. The logic of AUKUS is you cannot criticise US foreign and military policy. So we've seen it on Gaza, and now we see it in Venezuela as well. And in actual fact, the more outrageous things that Trump and people senior in the Trump administration say, the more they double down. And it's almost every single time they come out with something really outrageous, like we want Greenland and Panama or whatever it is, the latest violent brain fart that comes out of the Trump administration. Richard Marles, our defence minister, goes running across the Pacific Ocean to give more of our money to the United States. So, you know, the AUKUS-class submarines aren't going to, if they ever arrive, aren't coming till 2040 or whatever it is, right? So, in theory, the stopgap measure is the United States is going to give us some of the so-called Virginia-class submarines. And the US has said, oh, look, we only produce one or two a year. We're not sure if we can afford to sell you any. So in order to boost the capacity of the US shipbuilding industry, Australia, so far, has made three donations, because it's not a contract, three donations, untied donations, totaling $3 billion. Three times Richard Marles has gone galloping across the Pacific Ocean to fawn at people like Hegseth and give them and promise another $1 billion. So that's $3 billion so far, with another instalment to come, a total of $4.5 billion. Untied donation from Australian taxpayers. It's not his fucking money, it's our money. It's money that could have been spent on the NDIS, it could be spent on public transport, it could be spent on women's shelters. You come up the list. The money could be spent on other stuff. No, $4.5 billion untied donation to the United States shipbuilding industry in the hope that they'll sell us a couple of Virginia-class submarines sometime down in the future. Now, Donald Trump is, you see what Trump's like, he's liable to say, in 5 years' time, he's liable to say, actually, you know, fuck it. You're not getting the Virginia-class submarines, but we're going to keep the $4.5 billion. This is the logic of AUKUS. This is the logic of Australia completely prostrating itself to US foreign policy. And you'll have friends and colleagues, I'm sure, who say, oh, but, you know, it's a big dangerous world. We've either got to choose China or the United States. Absolute bullshit. We need to advocate that Australia have an independent foreign policy based on peace and justice in the world. Look at Vietnam, for heaven's sake. Vietnam. Vietnam isn't saying, oh, we've either got to side with China or the United States. Vietnam has been invaded by China and the United States and France and Japan. And it's saying, no, we don't. So a wealthy country like Australia, an island continent, nobody can invade Australia. There is no imminent invasion threat whatsoever. An independent foreign policy based on peace and justice. And as Sophie said, that starts with cancelling AUKUS, no US bases, cut the US alliance. Enough of this alliance with the biggest sponsor of terrorism in the world today. And on the question of Venezuela, we've got to say, we need the Australian government to say, we don't recognise Trump's invasion. We call for the release of Maduro. We call for an end to sanctions and freedom for Latin American people from US interference. I just want to finish by saying, yes, absolutely get involved in Stop AUKUS WA. We really want to power up this campaign. You'll see Leone somewhere with some of these stickers. We want to do a flotilla protest down at Coburn Sound this year. We're actually going to do one late last year, but storm weather prevented us from doing it. And we really want as many people there. And one of the reasons is because this AUKUS project has got so ingrained on every level of government that the AFP has announced the formation of a special task force whose job is to protect AUKUS. So an Australian Federal Police unit has been set up to protect AUKUS. And in its mission statement, it's quite clear. It's not just to protect the physical assets, you know, to stop us getting in canoes and trying to stop a submarine from docking or something like that. We'll try to do that if we can. But it's actually to monitor political activity around AUKUS as well. Political activity. And, you know, a few weeks ago, a delegation from Stop AUKUS met with a member for Fremantle, Simone McGurk, and Tony Papalia was there. And he's the minister basically responsible for trying to develop a defence industry in Western Australia. Because it's now bipartisan policy, federal and state, to try and turn Australia into a major arms exporting country. And so there's now a state government instrumentality that's been set up to try and get as much of the AUKUS work happening in Australia as possible, and to make Australia a defence leader. I mean, we're already selling arms to wonderful countries like Saudi Arabia, and they want to do more of it. And interestingly, in informal discussion, Papali actually admitted that there is no rules-based order anymore. So they know it's true. They might mouth some shit in front of TV cameras about, Australia, wants to see democratic resolution, blah, 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 blah. But they actually know the truth of the matter. They've read what Trump is doing, and instead of standing up with it, they're going along with it. And we cannot let them do it. We owe it to ourselves and to peace on this planet. Thank you.